With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. At their summit in Alaska, Presidents Trump and Putin failed to reach a deal to end the war in Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Heading into their face-to-face talks, Donald Trump said his goal was to have Russia's Vladimir Putin agree to a ceasefire with Ukraine. But no agreement was made.
There's no deal until there's a deal.
He said the two leaders made great progress in their talks, but neither he nor Putin offered any details. Following their meeting, the presidents made brief statements and ended what was supposed to be a joint press conference without taking questions from reporters. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Monday, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky will meet with President Trump at the White House to discuss Friday's meeting. Military officials or analyst Robert McGinnis says the Alaska summit was not the breakthrough some hoped for, but it wasn't a failure either.
This is a pause. I believe that Putin has been, put on the carpet, but at the same time, he feels as if he has something to gain by working with President Trump.
Robert McGinnis is a retired U.S. Army lieutenant colonel and a military affairs analyst for the Salem Radio Network. A constitutional attorney says that the fact that DOJ is proceeding with a grand jury probe indicates it's moving forward with possible charges in the so-called Russiagate hoax.
Mark Weaver says instigating grand jury investigations is a big statement from the DOJ.
We are ready to show citizens evidence of crimes and see if they're willing to vote for an indictment. And the fact that it's happening in several different places suggests that there's a lot of evidence to show.
Weaver says it's still too soon to say whether the investigations will net any indictments.
But I do see forward motion. And that's heartening to me because I want to see justice done.
Weaver was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
This is SRN News. Toronto residents have a message for their city.
More than 10,000 have signed a petition urging the mayor and the council to stop spending public money on gay pride events. The petition states that $350,000 of taxpayer money been given to Pride Toronto for a parade, quote, despite the event's history of public nudity and indecent displays in full view of families and children. While gay pride is promoted, Toronto is awash in crime, homelessness, and drug addiction. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to restore millions of dollars in science grants it's withheld from UCLA, saying they were made in violation of an earlier ruling. The taxpayer funds were frozen as part of a wider effort by the administration to convince major universities to stop promoting the LGBT agenda and diversity, equity, and inclusion. UCLA also faces a Trump administration demand that it pay $1 billion, to settle allegations of anti-Semitism by Jewish students. This is SRN News. It's a story of a missing wallet found more than a decade later and many, many miles away. But moreover, it's a story of honesty and goodwill. Correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Losing a wallet can be a real hassle. Just ask Richard Guilford.
We looked the next day for it. Nobody could find it.
Back in 2014, Guilford was on the job at a Ford assembly plant in Wayne, Michigan. And at some point, his wallet fell out of his shirt pocket. He was only carrying $15, but he had a bunch of gift cards, too.
I left it go. I didn't hear nothing about it.
Jump forward to June. Yes, 2025. Lake Crystal, Minnesota, where Chad Volt was working on a 2015 Ford Edge with 151,000 miles on it.
I went to set the air cleaner in it, and it wouldn't snap down in the place where it's supposed to be. Messed around a little bit, and then pulled it back out, and the wallet was sitting on a little ledge.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Proof that there are great Samaritans everywhere. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.